There was a carved wood veranda painted white and a long curved garden with bright flowers and dark shade. I travelled through my country and I listened to stories of all kinds. Not all of them were sad. There were beautiful stories that I found. There was horror, yes, but there was joy in them too. The dreams of my country are no different from yours. They are as big as the human heart. In my dream, Lawrence telephoned Sarah to ask when she was coming home. Sarah looked across the veranda at Charlie playing with his building blocks, and she smiled and she said, "What do you mean? We are home." It was the sound of the surf pounding on the beach that woke me. Crash, like the drawer of a cash register springing open and all the coins inside it smashing against the edge of their compartments. The surf pounded and ebbed. The cash drawer opened and closed. There is a moment when you wake up from dreaming in the hot sun, a moment outside time when you do not know what you are. At first, because you feel absolutely free, as if you could transform yourself into anything at all, it seems that you must be money. But then you feel the hot breath of something on your face, and it seems that, no, you are not money. You must be that hot breeze blowing in from the sea. It seems that the heaviness you feel in your limbs is the weight of the salt in the wind, and the sweet sleepiness that bewitches you is simply the weariness that comes from the day and night pushing of waves across the ocean. But next you realize that no, you are not the breeze. In fact, you can feel sand drifting up against your bare skin. And for an instant, you are the sand that the breeze blows up the beach, just one grain of sand among the billions of blown grains. How nice to be inconsequential. How pleasant to know that there is nothing to be done. How sweet simply to go back to sleep, as the sand does, until the wind thinks to awaken it again. But then you understand that no, you are not the sand, because this skin that the sand drifts up against, this skin is your own. Well then, you are a creature with skin, and what of it?